What is good, people, and welcome back to the Hype Report. We have a very special guest today, someone who I've watched for a long time, and some of you guys might have watched as well. He's into his fashion sneakers a little bit, but he also does he is popping off at the moment. So I'm hoping he's going to give me some tips.
Thank you for having me,
on how to get some views. So welcome, Ish.
Thank
What's
you,
good, bro?
Thank you. I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, mate. I'm good, man. I'm good. What is your TikTok name? It's Ish Everything, right? So that's what people know you as, Ish Everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I put my bio as my name is Ish, and I do everything, so people can
smart
separate it a little.
Yeah. And what would you brand your content as? Like, what do you do? It's quite a broad.
It's literally everything. Mm. Like, I do so much that I just knew, like, I have so many different interests and I wanted to get into so many different things. So that's why I didn't want to, like, niche myself into a specific thing. So yeah, like, if I could do cars, I could do fashion, skincare, Fifi.
Fifi, mate. Well, we're going to start with that because I feel like people who haven't seen this podcast and have came over for yourself, one of the main driving factors will be Fifi content. I mean, that cat,
recently,
bro,
it's actually the most famous cat on the internet right now. And it's kind of annoying because when I do other content right now, people are just wanting Fifi.
I saw a comment. It was like a 40-year-old, like it was like a 50-year-old man. And he was like, I think it was a photo you posted quite recently. He was like, bro, this isn't Fifi content.
Do you know what I mean, bro? Like, it's what it is. Bro. If it's getting good engagement, that's what I care about right now.
Yeah. So how old is Fifi? Because Fifi is...
He's like 2 months now.
And I think I watched a video the other day where... You originally thought Fifi was a female.
Yeah, the owner. So basically, I was looking for a cat for a while. Like, I love cats.
Yeah.
And then someone, like a supporter DM'd me saying, I just got kittens. And my missus was like, we have to go right now. And she don't like cats.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is a sign. Because if she don't like cats and she's wanting to go get a cat, I was like, this is a sign. I have to just go for it. And went there and she told us that everyone is a girl, all the kittens. And I found out after that he's a guy.
So, yeah. But you found out like when you were filming as well, didn't you? Like you were
No. I found out before, but you know, you have to do things.
I got you. Yeah. How have you found, so has that really boosted the engagement a lot?
I mean, yeah, in the last month or so, it has definitely, like, people love Fifi. Mm. But then I went Saudi before that and my engagement was really
I was scrolling, some of them were popping, bro. Big 10 mil plus for some of them.
Yeah, man, it's nice. I feel like some videos do well and some do shit. Can I swear on here?
Yeah, mate, say
shit.
Honestly, whatever you want. Cool. Yeah, I think that is like peak TikTok though, isn't it? Like, I know you upload on Instagram. I don't really upload much on Instagram.
You need to though.
Yeah.
Like, do you not post all your TikToks as reels?
I was actually genuinely going to ask you about this, was because whenever I do that, the engagement is just so much lower and I don't know why.
Yeah, but you have to just keep posting. Like, every single time you post that TikTok, it's a screen record. I mean,
have the file anyway.
So that has to go as a reel.
You reckon?
It has to.
Okay.
It literally, like, eventually it will pick up. Like, I've seen so many people start. You know News Daddy Dylan?
Yeah, he's massive. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, like, his reels weren't doing well at all, like, when I was with him in LA. And then all of a sudden they just started picking up. And it's what happens with reels. Like, you have to, with TikToks, you'll know instantly in the first like hour if it's going to be a viral.
Well.
But with Insta, honestly, they'll start going off after maybe 3-4, sometimes 2-3 days,
really?
Maybe a week. Yeah, honestly, with reels, it's a whole different ball game. So you just have to.
How does it work in terms of length for reels? Because my videos are quite long.
1:30 is the max.
So, and they still do all right?
Like, my reels are 1:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we were American, we'd be getting paid from reels as well.
Do they have a cash out type system? I don't know that.
We don't have that.
No, but we got the TikTok one though, the creative beta one, right?
What's your RPM?
Mine's really low. Mine's like 27p.
Mine's 8p.
What?
Yes, bro.
Oh my God. That's the lowest ever.
No, Dylan's is 1p. I swear he made a video, but it went viral, but he's not going to make anything from it.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think the more viral your videos go, the RPM drops.
Yeah, low. I thought it was based on...
Area.
Yeah, area and age of people who watch your content. Because I've got loads of my demographic's kind of like teenage boys.
Yeah.
So I assumed it was going to be quite low. But you see all these people saying that their RPM's like a quid.
bro.
It's not.
People, like my cousin took Fifi when I went to Saudi, and then my brother made videos with Fifi. They made more money than I did, and I'm getting so much more views than
that's so weird.
Like, because they just need one viral video for them to, if they get a million views, their RPM's like £1.20, they'll make 1.2k.
That's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean?
That's unbelievable. To be fair, the new beta program, or whatever people know as the creative beta program, is a really good inclusion for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely nowhere near what it could be.
I'm not complaining though, man. I prefer viral videos than making money from it.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? I think my vids were already, before they introduced this program, like it has to be over a minute long.
Yeah.
My vids were already over a minute. So nothing really changed for me. Mm-hmm. And like the main source of income for most TikTokers is still like brand deals.
How long does it take you to edit your TikToks?
Well, I have an editor now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when you was editing it, because yours looks like effort, bro.
About
like,
four, 5 hours.
Swear down.
Yeah. But that's what I love. I love looking at vid. I love looking at high quality vids. And that's what I wanted my content.
It literally shows. Like, guys, if you know about Culture Forces content, you know that high quality is on another level. I'm not gonna lie, like my quality, I'm just recording, I cut up it and then I just drop it.
Yeah,
it's very raw. Like,
yeah, I think that's the USP itself, right? For me, like, your personality shines really through your vids. For me, it's a lot more about like the product I'm reviewing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then the editing style as well is kind of a bit of the niche. Mm-hmm. But yeah, big up to my editor Ryan. I know he watches the pod, so yeah, he's sick.
Big
man.
Up Ryan, man.
He's a good lad. Good lad. Yeah, right. Talk to me about your garms. I know today you're wearing the Travis Scott Black Phantoms.
Yeah, I got these as a gift actually.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
My friend. I can't remember what milestone I hit, but he got me these.
That's a good gift.
Yeah, very good gift. Honestly, guys, my missus got me both of these. I don't know where they're from. I'm not joking. They're not designed or anything like that. I think they're just normal.
Yeah, nice.
I think it's Bershka, you know.
Yeah, they're popping.
Yeah, so, yeah, nothing fancy for me today, guys.
You're big. I see in the back of your vids, you've got a bit of like a bit, what I've got in mind is like a shoe, mm-hmm. a shoe rack, I guess. A nice fancy one. Have you got, are you a big sneakerhead? Do you think you're a bit of a collector?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, yeah. I didn't even care about like fashion and shoes when I first started. And then when I started speaking to my missus, she was like, we need to change all of this.
Because I saw a vid where it was like, shoes before, this is an old video, before I met my girlfriend or fiance. Yeah. And she was after I met her. And then they were.
And she was like, this needs to change. So then I remember, what was my, Mockers. Jordan 1 Mockers were my first ever like hype trainers.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, from there, I was like, I started to become a bit more of a fan, started collecting. But I like the intention behind collecting was, I felt like you need to be cool if you're doing social media. And it's like, I kind of wanted that cool audience. So I was like, I need to get some nice shoes and need to get some nice fashion. So that was like the real driving force. It's not like I had like a passion for it before.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think I think through social media, a lot of people have really got into kicks, especially. And it's sick, bro. I love seeing people like that. I love seeing people who make not regular content, but different content to like fashion and streetwear content. Just have like a sneaker collection in the background. Like, so cool,
bro. I like it just being there. But honestly, I wear like the same few pair of trainers all the time. Like, I don't even take new trainers off the rack.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Like, what do you go to at the moment? What's your go-to pair?
The Fragment Sakais. I love them. The gray ones. They're just comfy. Like, I always move towards comfort. And then Represent sent me some new ones. I don't know what they're called. They're like green and gray.
Yeah. Yeah, Represent is smashing at the moment. I know you did. You went out to shoot with them, didn't you?
Yeah, in LA. That was fun.
How was that?
It was fun, man. It was... Like, I love working with Rep. I've been working with them for like a year now.
Yeah, I remember there was an ad going around ages ago, and it was constantly, it was you.
Was it the mystery
unbox?
Yeah, mystery box.
Yeah, bro, it was constantly on my feet, like all the time.
That was actually what made them want to work with me, like, really? On a consistent basis. Because, like, they on their website, their most searched item was mystery box. Like, they don't even sell mystery boxes.
Oh, shit. So they really came from that ad to go to that.
Yeah.
People have gone from, like, your ad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Represent are amazing. Like, I have a very good relationship with them. And I like their clothes. Like, I was wearing their clothes before I started working with them. And
yeah. They're so good, man. We went to an event with them.
Which one?
A StockX event.
Yes,
London. Maybe, like... Sometime last year in the summer. They're good, about September time. But they're sick, man. They're really, really good. I don't have any like long-term contract with them, but I've worked with them a couple of times. But,
sick.
They're smashing it, bro.
Who did you work? Did a specific person reach out to you? A girl?
There was a girl.
Saba?
Yes, that was it.
Oh, yeah. Big up Saba. She's getting a mention in this podcast. Literally my favorite person to work with.
Yeah, honestly. She's sound, man. We met her at the event. And then, yeah, before that, it was like way like random agencies and stuff. But I think now they do their stuff in-house now. But yeah, represent are on top, man.
And LA was fun too. Like, I got to meet all the other creators that they work with from different countries and stuff.
That's sick.
And like, we actually built like such a nice relationship. Like, it didn't feel forced or anything like that. It was genuine, like, good vibes, good people. Because like, the way Saba works with represent creators and the other people I represent, like, pick their creators is like people that are like good people. You know what I mean? Like they're not going to cause issues or anything like that. So it was good vibes, man.
Who did you go out there with? What other creators you meet?
So I actually was on the plane with Dylan and Elliot.
So they're the two brothers, right?
The two brothers. And then when we was out there, we met people from America. Khalil, who's popping, like, he's the fashion guy, but he's like completely different to streetwear. Like, he's bougie fashion guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
We met a few people, man. People from America, like, that chill with the Nelk boys and stuff.
Sick.
Yeah, it was sick, man.
That's dope.
Yeah, man, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever brand deals, talk about brand deals a little bit. We both obviously operate quite similarly in terms of, like, I imagine in quite a substantial amount of our income is brand deals from TikTok brands and social media stuff. How does it work?
Brand deals, man. At first, it was a proper headache. It's something that I was desperate for. I don't know about how people were supportive around you when you started making videos, like your parents and stuff.
Yeah.
But my dad was not having it, bro. Like, he was not happy that I was making videos, bro. I'll be honest. Like, he was just like, how are you going to make money from this
guy? Yeah.
And I used to say, like, I'm going to grow and I'm going to work with brands and they're going to pay me a lot of money and we're going to be fine, kind of thing. And, as the process I was growing, I was signing to agencies and I just had bad experiences. Like, I saw people smaller than me making more money than me and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, like, I'm trying everything over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I started doing things in-house with my missus and then I saw some traction. And it's like anything. Like, once you do something once, it's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So brand deals is definitely a big part of my income.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, for me, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned about that you've had a couple of bad experiences. I've had the amount I'm owed a lot of money through
currently.
Yeah.
Same.
So much money. It's genuinely terrifying.
Yeah, no, same.
Sometimes it keeps me up at night because it's so much money and like I have to pay bills, you know, I have to live, I have to I'm quite open about our medical health and I have to pay like a lot of private healthcare. I'm not trying to like be like a pick me because
no, don't worry, I can
life is easy you. Life is easier as an influencer 100%. Like, I wouldn't change the job itself is so much easier than a normal 9-to-5, but
would you say that? I don't know about that.
Well, there's in terms of like, I think physical labor, in terms of like your day to day, I would probably say yeah. But I think in terms of like where your mental state can go as an influencer, you've got to be so careful, man.
I think dealing with stress doing this is a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're just on your ones. Like, there's no one on.
And it's not a real world. Like, social media, like, it's not real. It's all in this, like, kind of space. And you can fall down so many rabbit holes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, comparing yourself to other people. Like, I used to do that all the time. And I still, I don't do it as much now.
Yeah.
But back, you know, months.
It's because you have 1.2 mil. Like, you're not going to really compete. You know what I mean? Like, once you grow to a certain extent, you just think, oh, myself, what I've done has worked for me to get this far. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. But like we said before the pod started, there's definitely like downs and ups. Mm-hmm. And you've got to understand that. I think sometimes, like, for me personally, you might be different, but I do kind of get a bit like, oh shit, that video's low. I'm going to fall off here. I'm going to like flop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I've felt like that, but I don't know how long you've been doing this, but I feel like I've done this for long enough to know, like, some videos literally will do shit, and it might happen. It might be shit for a month, but if you keep uploading, you'll have another very good video, and then the momentum just builds up again.
Yeah, momentum's so important, man, TikTok especially. I mean, like, I know you mentioned about reels earlier, but I don't really do reels and stuff, but momentum on TikTok.
Bro, you should be uploading on reels every day. I'm not joking. I want to see that from you. Because if you just, you can do old content too. Obviously, that's not time relevant, because I know you do some stuff that's like, there's a drop now.
Yeah.
But if you do stuff that's general, bro, I'm telling you,
I'll do it, bro. I will do it. You have to tell me some tips and stuff, because I don't know anything about, like, there's like, I see all these people talking about it on socials, like all the hashtags.
Just post and just trust your audience to push out your stuff.
Yeah, just let it do its thing.
Yeah, just let it do its thing.
Do you post the TikToks and Instagram vid at the same time?
Not always. Now, because I'm trying to just be a bit more consistent with both, I just do it. And mine isn't as good as yours. I literally screen record my TikToks and post it as reels.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So nothing
fancy. I'm going to do it.
Watch, after this podcast, you're going to see Culture Force on 200-300K on Instagram.
Yeah, bro, I'm such a video obsessed. I love videos, right? I don't like photos. I don't like pictures of myself as much. I'm not like, you know, like most fashion people are out here taking like fit pics. Like, that is... I'm so far from that.
I'm the same. It might not look it, but genuinely, I hate pictures.
Yeah.
I just love videos because it's like raw and natural, but pictures, so I just feel awkward. Like.
Yeah, that's why I've always kind of neglected the gram because of that reason, because I don't like posting pics, but...
There's a lot of money to be made on Instagram, though.
Yeah, we will give the reels a go, that's for sure. I'm just currently looking at the questions I compiled yesterday. And one question I really wanted to ask was that I heard you got sacked from the NHS Track and Trace. You made a video on that, right?
Yeah, I did a little story time. But honestly, I think I've been sacked from most organizations I've worked with. I'm not even joking. Like, literally every single organization I've worked with, I've managed to unintentionally get sacked.
With NHS, it
was such a boring job, man. You're just... Hi, my name's Ish. This is Test and Trace. Do you know what I mean?
This was like peak COVID time.
You're just going through the script. So before that, I got sacked from my previous job at the gym, which I loved, by the way. And that was because COVID happened, and then they promised me they were going to like give me a contract, and they didn't. So they just kind of let me go.
Yeah.
And I was so annoyed at that, because I was thinking, I wake up at 5 a.m. to be at work at 6 a.m. every day for a job that I love, for them to just let me go. And I told myself, like, I'm never, ever working for anyone ever again after. That was like my, where I'm so angry that I just have
to make.
Yeah, I had to make something work. And then it didn't really last too long because I needed money. So I ended up finding Test and Trace. I was enjoying it. It was boring, but I was making good money from it.
Yeah.
For you to just be sitting at home, sometimes I'd be sleeping. Do you know what I mean? And then to entertain myself, I would do like accents.
What to people on the phone?
So like the people that I'd have to call up, I would just be like, hey, you know, my name's Ish, Test and Trace. Like in all kinds of different accents, in Scottish. Just to entertain myself. And like my cousin, he had the same job. So I'd be on FaceTime to him and he'd do an accent. And then I'd do a different one. And it's just, we're trying to get through work and entertain ourselves. I got a phone call saying like, there's someone else using your phone, from like my manager at the time, and genuinely had no idea as to do with the accent. So I'm so lost at this point, thinking like, how is someone using my phone? Like, you lot just don't want me here, kind of thing. And then months after, my cousin was like, remember you used to do accents at work? And I was like, oh, that's probably why they sacked me, because they thought someone else was using
it. They sacked you because they thought someone else was on the line, but it was actually you doing the accent.
Fuck. But I mean, everything happens for a reason, guys, because, you know, I went ham with social media.
The come up. When did you actually start? Did you start socials like when you were working?
Yeah. So I had a job at the gym, and then I went to Saudi because I was like, just proper like studying religion at the time. And then I just felt like, oh, I want to go Saudi. I wanted to go with my family. They all agreed, it didn't happen. So I ended up going with strangers, like people that I had no idea who they were. And I was like, this is a bit of a crazy experience. I'm going to vlog it for YouTube. So I vlogged it and it did really well. And then people kind of just in the comments were like, you need to make more videos. So I just kind of started from there.
Sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
And those people that I went with, they're like my best friends now as well.
Oh shit, so the people you met on the trip.
Yeah,
oh,
like mate, the people that I went with. Yeah, it's quite sick.
Damn. Right, another question that came up on the infamous list was that you've worked with the Premier League. You've done quite a lot of kind of presenting type stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
Bro, like for me, like I just think God just gives you things out of nowhere when you really trust him, because that phone call came out of nowhere. And obviously, I was shitting bricks. Because bro, up until this point, I'm like you, bro. Like we're just recording in our rooms with our phones. And now all of a sudden, you know, you have to go and do it in front of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to the audition. I got it. And then I went to my first shoot at West Ham with Antonio. And I remember like him walking to me and I'm just there like trying to rehearse. They give you a little iPad with questions on it and you have to kind of build on the questions. Yeah. I'm trying to rehearse it, literally nervous, seeing like the whole team train. And then Antonio comes up. I was like to him, bro, this is the first time I've done anything. Just go easy on me. And he started laughing. And it was a good conversation. I was very nervous, but you ease into things. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like if you do it for 5-10 minutes, you just feel like you're having a conversation. So
that's mad. Quite a big guest for the first, like your first one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Premier League. So anyone that you're going to get.
True. Yeah, anyone could be some massive, massive names. So how did that even happen? So someone saw your content?
I was speaking to someone at the time that was friends with someone that's in like that scene.
That space, the Premier League.
So he kind of put me in touch, which I'm super grateful for. Obviously, like with me, I've got a fiance. I'm definitely a one woman man. Like I can't even picture another woman in my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, so all the stuff regarding women is so irrelevant to me. It's strictly like, I think gym is such an important aspect of a human's life, fitness in general, what it does to your mind and stuff.
Yeah, but that's a really good point, because you mentioned you saw some of my like medical stuff, right? So I got ill in 2020, wasn't able to go exercise at all. Before that, I was like obsessed with like fitness, football, played every sport you could imagine, mm-hmm. right? And then I got ill and then I couldn't. So,
but how long were you in a wheelchair?
So I was bed bound for like across 2020, basically. I couldn't really move. I could go up and down the stairs, right? But I mean, that would be it. I could go down and get some food and come back up and had to rest.
Really?
Yeah, and that was it, bro. That's how bad it was, man. It was really, I wish I kind of captured a little bit, but at the same time I don't, because I would have liked to show people, but also I want to forget about that so much. Like I don't even want to think.
But I'm not going to lie though, everything does happen for a reason. Like maybe that played like a crucial role to
bro, without that I wouldn't have started socials.
Wow.
100%.
That's powerful.
Socials, yeah. And because I've always been that kind of guy who was always like wanted validation from like people around me until like I started social media. So like at school, for example, I did stuff or I wore stuff or I brought stuff to get validation from the people I was hanging out with.
Mm.
But when I started, and I would never have gone put my face on camera because I was concerned about what they would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got ill, I was like, bro, what is the point? Like, I'm so unwell. Why would I not just try and like put my life a little bit higher?
That's so interesting, because it's like you found something that it's like, I don't know, like it's like your barrier and it's like, well, I'm not going to care no more.
Yeah, exactly that, man. Exactly that. And then, I mean, thank God it popped off and now I don't even...
I think mine was like when I went to Saudi, was I was like researching other religions for a while before I went to Saudi. At that point, I was like, I genuinely found the truth. So I'm not going to care. Like, because at the time, like all my other friends, they didn't really care about anything like that. Do you know what I mean? They're just into their lives, going clubbing, going partying. But I was, and most of them were at uni from, so I was like very isolated. So then I kind of went on this journey. I was like, well, this for me feels right. So it's like, I'm okay to not care and just speak about what I genuinely feel like is right. So that was like my, I don't care.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. No, I think those type of moments are really important. So your gym, anyway, what I was going to say before I got sidetracked was that in terms of the gym, was that I've started going to the gym now. I was at like a hospital gym at the end of last year for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. One of the best things I've ever done. At first I got in there and it was like people who were like old and they're not very well people. They're amazing people, like 60, 70 plus, mm-hmm. with like quite serious diseases. And I was with them and I was like, oh my God, this is not kind of embarrassed. Like I was like, well, I shouldn't be here type thing. But then I absolutely loved it, mate. I learned a lot from just being around people with experience. Mm. And then I go to the gym now by myself. I cannot go and do too much.
Of course.
I go and do almost like slow jogging on the treadmill, a bit of weight, a bit of bike.
Do you often?
I meant to be like kind of 2-3 times a week, but now I've got since New Year, it's been a bit slow, but I've been doing a bit of stuff at home, but like my mental state was so much better after mm-hmm. just going to the gym with these 70-year-olds and they were like, what'd you do for a job? And I was like, I did like social media stuff and they were like, oh, nice. Like what? And I was like, I don't know really. But a couple of the guys there seen my vids and it was just so chill, like the instructors and stuff. And it was made.
That's sick, man.
Genuinely one of the best things I've ever done. And again, that goes back to like just everything happens for a reason, I guess, and kind of experience and stuff like that. What else have we got? Yes, right. So you recently customized your friend's car. It went pretty big, right? I was looking at some videos yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that was, it was just like a spur of the moment thing. I know the owner of the garage.
Yeah.
So I like literally him up saying, yo, I've got a car for about a day. Can you please? And he was like, yeah, bro, let's do it. Just tag me.
That's sick. So yeah. A bit of like a kind of a do it if you give me a bit of a plug.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Why not? And I like doing that because it's like for me, it's content for me. I can help out a friend. It's best of both worlds. And it's like with my kind of content, it's so easy for me to like do that. Do you know what I mean? Like it doesn't require a lot of editing. It's just...
Yeah, that's sick, man. It's good. Funny you mention that because I also saw you do that with your like the wild fruit videos, right? Like you're really into that. You like obviously
my barber, bro. You know my barber is so famous now because I've just gone to him and I've just went on this barber hunt. You know why I went on the barber hunt?
Why?
Because my old barber robbed me of £100.
Damn.
Yeah, and I was just so annoyed.
How did he rob you?
I paid him £100 for trims in advance.
Yeah,
because he would never reply back to me. And he still has this issue with like, because I know a few people that still go to him. He's just so bad with replies. And with me, because I've got Premier League shoots at the time, I was like, yo, I need trims.
Yeah.
He just never got back to me. And I was like, yo, bro, I paid you in advance for this reason not to happen. And then he was just ignoring. I turned up at my missus was like, you need to go there because you need a trim before your shoot. So I turned up and he was like, I can't trim you. I was like, what, bro? Like, I paid you money. And he was like, he was just waffling, bro. So then my cousin was going to him. I said, don't pay him money because I paid him. Just use that money.
Yeah.
He was like, no, like, you need to pay me. So I was like, what? This guy just theft at this point. Do you know what I mean? Like,
crazy. Yeah,
happens,
mad.
Man. But I was annoyed because of that. And I was like, I'm going to start a TikTok series looking for a barber. So now I've just went to all these like cool different barbers around England. And the videos went super viral.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I found a few, but one of them specifically, and he's just killed
it. The 17-year-old guy, yeah.
He's 18 now, but at the time he was 17. I remember, yeah. And literally like... so many people from East London just go to him now, aren't
he? Sick. Yeah. So you've properly like plugged him up and now he's...
Yeah, man. But I always tell people because it's like I went to other barbers too and those videos went viral too. But it's like if that person isn't making their own content, my plug is not going to do much. Do you know what I mean? Like you have to really build...
Yeah, if you're going to put eyes on them, they want the people who are kind of trafficking over to that account or page or whatever... they're going to want to go and see like actual content. Yeah,
exactly. And he killed it because he was just making videos every day, 2-3 videos a day.
What advice would you have for someone who is trying to get into socials at the moment whilst you're on this kind of subject?
I think what we both said is like you have to reach a point where you just don't care.
Yeah, you can't give a fuck.
Can't give a fuck at all. And it's like the minute you care... your content is going to go off. You'll be thinking about things that you don't need to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be analyzing every small detail of things that just don't need that analysis. Like,
yeah. That, mate, I couldn't agree more, to be honest. I mean, sometimes I do that, still do that, like to this day. Like, I like, and then I have to kind of, I get into that, like, mindset and I have to take myself away from it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like self-discipline that you have to do. But mate, it can be super toxic, you know?
Bro, some of my comments honestly piss me off, but you just have to just like, it's just-
Do you get many hate comments?
Every now and again, it's like, I feel like obviously I get a lot more love than I get hate.
Yeah.
But I've kind of learned not to take both too seriously. Like, I don't want to take the lovely comments too seriously, let it get to my head, or the hate get to my head. It's just a mess.
Yeah, you got to be, that's 100%. I think that's the best mindset. Because again, if you go one way, your ego explodes. Mm-hmm. If you go the other way, you get in kind of the wrong mindset.
Honestly, like the way I see it, I'm just someone that makes videos like everyone else. And when God decides, he allows my videos to do well, especially if I'm doing good by God. That's the way I genuinely think about it. Like, I don't think, I've got to points where like I thought, yeah, I'm that guy. Like, even when I was at Premier League, like genuinely, there's a part of me that thinks God took that away from me because maybe it was starting to get to my head.
Mm.
And I went through this process after where it's like I'm humbling myself again. I went to Saudi again straight after, like I went to Saudi, and then I found my equilibrium again. I was like, okay, everything is in God's control, let me not stress too much.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously I don't, like, respectfully, I don't have that type of approach to my work, but it is really interesting to hear someone else's.
Like, bro, I can't lie, for me that's definitely my biggest thing. Like,
really?
Without that, there's no way I can handle this social media stuff. It's way too much for my little brain to deal with, like, honestly.
Yeah, mate, I mean, it's interesting to hear that perspective, because like I said, I haven't never really dealt with it. Not because I'm definitely don't have, not against it or anything like that. I just crack on and it's probably quite a narrow mindset, but
I mean, it's not, I don't want to say it's narrow. I just think it helps you deal with things that, it's like a shortcut. I see it as a shortcut. Like, I can deal with everything myself, but what if I just let things be to the creator of the universe? And it's worked so far. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Crazy. Like, bro, I'm East London. I'm Asian. I'm Muslim. Why am I working with the Premier League? Why am I getting flown out to Dubai? It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm just a very regular person. Do you know what I mean? But I genuinely feel like I pray harder than I work. And I literally see miracles happen.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, it's nice to hear the insight. I appreciate you sharing it. In terms of fashion...
Fashion.
Get back to a little bit about that. I feel like I've gone way so far. I've gone way past the kind of sneaker and fashion element of the podcast. Who are your main fashion inspirations? Do you ever look up to anyone? I know you did mention that you were very much just like whatever. And is there anything in particular that you like
right now? Currently, I'll tell you whose fashion I really like mess with right now. Young Philly, his drip is very cool.
Yeah, he's cold.
Like, when I have more money, I want to dress like Young Philly.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I think his fashion is very, very cool. But other than that, inspiration, bro, honestly, I kind of just put things together. Like, there's not like, because I'm not in the world, I don't really have like a concrete person where like I
feel
slide
that.
Slide things together.
Well, I think that's probably very similar to myself. Although I am in the space, like my actual content is not even remotely close to styling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's very much about the journey of acquiring to get something, something that's hype and expensive because that's what people want to see, and kind of like reviewing it. And I like wanting to review stuff from a normal person's perspective. Not someone who's a model or looks amazing in everything.
That's why it's so sick when you film in your bedroom, because it's like your set just looks like a normal guy.
Yeah.
And he's just getting these cool things and having a look at it.
Well, that's what I love, bro. Like, we're gonna buy loads of weird shit like this. I mean,
bro, I've bought the weirdest shit because of social media. I swear down, I bought the weirdest shit. Like,
what we got? What are we saying?
Bro, not even just in terms of fashion, just weird things in general, like different tech and products from Amazon, like small little, what's it called when you mix things together?
I don't know.
Like liquids, what's it?
Oh, blenders?
Yeah, like tiny mini blenders and just all kinds of random stuff just to review, like for fun.
Yeah, I see those like Amazon, best Amazon products, and I've fell for them a couple of times.
No, guys, if you're watching this, you lot are the real ones watching the long form content. Don't fall for any of my Amazon stuff, it's just for views. It's not worth buying, I promise you.
Yeah, that's bro. What else? Fashion brands, what else? What else?
Fashion brands, bro. Like, honestly, with shoes, I love hype shoes rather than designer shoes. Like, I'm not a designer shoes kind of person. Like,
yeah,
a
lot of I'm people, the same.
A lot
yeah.
of people have those Louis Vuitton shoes and stuff. I'm just not really a big fan. Like, I prefer a nice pair of trainers that are, like, hyped.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
I think comfort's really important for me, personally. And I feel like I find that a lot more in sneakers, because a lot of them are, like, American basketball sports shoes or just American sports shoes in general and skate shoes, and they are super comfy.
Yeah.
And that's what I really fuck with as opposed to designer.
I've like the comfort on New Balance trainers recently, like
mate, they've killed it, bro.
Yeah, New Balance have killed it, man. Smashed it. My brother works with New Balance, so like
he does
so much New Balance.
Sick.
Stuff.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah, I think if you are like trying to get into kicks, like or take an interest in fashion, the footwear game should definitely like you should venture into New Balance. One, because a lot of them are pretty accessible;
mm-hmm.
they're not insanely expensive, yeah. and what you get is good, bro. Like, I mean, the pair I'm wearing now, I've beaten the shit out of them,
yeah,
and they're still holding up strong, just as comfortable as ever, and they look pretty good, and they're bright white, so. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, no, they look good.
They're decent, man. They
can't
decent.
See them on camera, but...
No, you can't. You can't, good. But they're a good pair. They're a good pair. Any other pairs? I saw... One thing I did see, this is kind of like going back and then back again to what we've already spoken about, but I saw you wear the SB Para Dunks to a Crystal Palace. That's really actually quite concerning and weird stalkerish that I noticed. But I saw it in a Crystal... You interviewing a Crystal Palace player and you were wearing them. Oh, they're a six shoe.
Oh, it was Tyreek Mitchell.
Yes.
And Mark Gay. I filmed above the air, bro. I proper like those shoes. Like,
they're fire, man.
Bro, the thing is with my pair, my specific pair, yeah, again, it was a gift from a friend. You know, a lot of the shoes I haven't paid for. Like, there's been a select few that I was like, yeah, I'm going to pay for them. But like a lot of them, I've worked with brands, I've
That's
asked
sick.
For shoes in return and whatnot. But yeah, those were a gift from one of my close friends. And he got them 7.5, I'm a size 8. And every single time I wear them, literally, I get burnt marks on my flipping feet. But they look so good. I just...
They are beautiful. I think used pairs... Like I'm trying to buy a used pair because the brand new ones are just, I think, like 4 or 5.
What size are you?
9.
Oh,
8.5 yeah. and covering SB. So, yeah.
7.5 is... your toes are going to be like that, bro.
Yeah. probably a bit small, bro. But yeah, I'm trying to buy... I want to buy a new pair of them. And then what else do I want to buy? I haven't got a pair of those. I haven't got the fan.
I want to get the invert. You know the... No, because I've got the... What's they called? The blue and white ones. The Travis's.
Oh, the Fragments. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the Fragments. But I want to get the reverse... Was it the Mockers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, they are beautiful.
Yeah, they're fire, bro. They released the reverse Mockers and they released the Mocker, which was like one of the OG Travis Lowe's. And they also released the Olive. They all look very similar because they're all like earth tones, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like super in at the moment, but I'm not
have
a massive... I have a pair of... I bought Meg, who has just entered the room, my girlfriend, a pair of Olives.
Nice.
And I've got a pair of Fragments. And the Olives are at mine. That's why they're on my like shelf. That's why I don't let her wear them personally unless we go to an event. They're sick. They're sick. They're really clean. I'm a big fan of them. But also, I think like now I'm getting older a little bit, I definitely like venture into different shoes a little bit more.
I've noticed that.
For example, these are Powerpuff Girl SB Dunks. I bought them because pick them up, bro. Because they are like, bro, they are mental, bro. Like,
I would wear crazy. These, by the way, guys. I would 100% wear these.
I haven't even worn it. Aiden, have we got the top camera on? No. Okay. Well, you can see them through. You can see them through just there. But, bro, they're nuts, man.
Very like, cool. But with this, yeah, guys, you can, for me, the only way I dress this up is I'd have to wear an extremely plain outfit.
I don't think I could wear them. I don't think I could wear them.
You don't think you could drop
them? I don't think I could wear them.
I reckon you could, bro.
Bro, I don't think I could. I'll get...
They would go with what you're wearing now.
Yeah,
bro.
They would. But I mean, for me, I'm not that... I don't think I could do it, bro. Yeah. Orange laces, orange swoosh, bright pink, pink outsole, black midsole.
But if you wore like a straight black fit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably. And it would probably have to be I couldn't wear it where I live. It would have to be some kind of London event. It would have to be a sneaker event. It would have to be a cool brand.
Like I have these fours. What are they called? They're like kind of pink, yellowy. You know, I don't know the name of it. I forgot the name of it. You're going to know.
Sure. Pink, yellowy. Jordan 4s?
Yeah, Jordan 4s. They're very popular. I don't know why I forgot the name of it. I'm going to have to show you right now because it's going to annoy me.
We can get it up. Aiden can... pink, yellowy Jordan 4. I'm going to see them. I'll be like, oh, Jack.
Oh, oh you got a screen there. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they're crazy. Is it them?
No, those bottom right. I think that... No, that's not it still. They look very similar though. Oh, they're them.
Oh, yeah. The Unions.
Unions. There you go. The Union Guavas.
Shit. Yeah, the Guava Ice Pro. They're bro, premium, bro.
I love these trainers, but bro, like, it's so difficult.
Have you got both colorways? Because they released in a...
Yeah. I've got the black ones. You got the
black as well. Yeah. Damn.
The black ones were my first Jordan 4s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good Jordan 4 to start. How did you get them?
I paid for them.
Yeah. So how much were they?
I can't remember, man.
Because they're expensive. You know, I don't know what the market on them is now.
In the 500-600. So I still got it for a bit cheaper because the guy just wanted to help me out.
That's crazy. But, where do you buy most of your stuff from? Do you have... Because a lot of the... A question I ask most guests who come on here, right, is where do you buy stuff, right? Because all these like influencers and people who are like celebrities and whatever
plugs, innit?
All have plugs. Footballers, plugs, everyone. And they all use the same people. They don't want to go outside the circle. So how do you get your stuff?
So yeah, I have my friend and he like sources trainers, buyers and sells trainers. He's the one that's gifted me a couple pairs. So I buy from him and I've bought on StockX before.
Yeah.
I bought the Mockers, I believe, on StockX.
Yeah, I still buy from StockX. Yeah. They got some good prices now. Like, because of all the controversy that StockX had last year and the year before, there was a lawsuit taken up by Nike and stuff like that. I think people were just a bit like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't buy with StockX. And people were making videos about like fakes that were getting on StockX. And bro, it was just probably completely cap because StockX go through
thoroughly
an insane amount of shoes every day, right? Like, and they're StockX are good, man. StockX are good.
I've used Goat
literally a couple of times because it's mostly in America and you have to pay import tax, I think, right?
I've used Goat to sell trainers.
I haven't sold.
Do you sell trainers?
Yeah,
with Goat to Force, but like before you started that, were you like buying and selling trainers?
Yeah. Mostly just buying though. Okay. I was kind of selling just personal pieces and I would literally sell like when I was at college, I would sell like Supreme and Palace and like make like £10 on a t-shirt and then like kind of just buy a shoe with it or something. And that was it. That was money back then it went a lot further, I feel like, than it does now for me because of like the stuff I was into. But yeah, I didn't have to, I mean, what I'm trying to say is I didn't have to pay bills. I didn't have to pay rent. So
bro, growing up is actually a scam, bruv.
But it's
growing up is actually a scam. Guys, if you're watching this and you're, you know, under 16, I don't know how it's possible, but try stay that age.
Yeah, mate, you've got to do it, man. You've got to do it. It is rough out here right now, especially in the kind of...
I want to leave this country, by the way.
Yeah, mate, it's... You know what's really bad is I wake up every day and I go onto Twitter and I see some kind of violence in my area, because I live just outside London. There's always shit going down, like just like between where I live and between here, and it's really sad, man. Like, it's really sad.
I just don't think it's going to improve much. I'm not like optimistic.
Yeah,
over here, to be honest.
I made a video a couple of weeks ago, just before Christmas, and it was about people getting robbed for Canada Goose jackets.
I've seen that.
North Face jackets. And these are like news articles.
And it comes out on TikTok, like they're making videos about it with scars on their face. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw that guy. Yeah, I saw that guy.
Bro.
He was in like A&E, like genuinely.
Yeah, the whole scar. It's just scary, man. Like...
It's
but
terrifying.
People buy Rolexes and they don't wear it here.
Yeah, that's literally what I was about to bring up. Cal Freezy, who I had on the pod last week, was saying that he doesn't wear his... He's like a big watch collector, right? He doesn't wear his watch anymore.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I that has kind of put me off buying a luxury watch. I'm definitely not in a position where I can spend 30, 40K on a watch yet.
Nah.
But I could definitely...
But even 10, 15 grand.
Like an entry level one, I thought about it last year. I was like, oh, I've had a good spell this few months. So I was like, I might buy a watch. And I was looking into a couple of like pre-owned like Rolex Submariners and Explorer watches and stuff and whatever. I was like, nope, I better not. It's probably safer not to do it.
Yeah, unless you just slap it straight in a safe. But it's just worrying because it's like, for me, I wanted to buy one too. And there was a jewelry company, the same place I got my missus's ring from.
Oh, nice.
And they were giving me a really good price on a Rolex. Can't remember which one it was. And I was thinking, just get it, make a video.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as I make that video, I'm literally a target.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm just not even going to bother. Like, it's
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about, like, if you actually document it. If I was to do that, that would definitely be
But it's scary, bro, because it's like, I mean, obviously, it's not, like, the most expensive thing in the world, but it's just, like,
still a lot of
it's
money.
Like you're asking for problems, you know what I mean? It's kind of why I don't put my missus on social media.
I had that question. I don't know if I wrote it down. I think I wrote it down.
I can see it.
But I had that question yesterday. What is the thinking behind?
But I mean, luckily she's like not a camera person at all. Like actually, she hates taking pictures and videos.
Yeah.
She's a very good looking girl. I don't know why she does it, but yeah, she hates it.
Yeah.
So like, I'm very blessed. I have someone that doesn't want to be on camera, but I wouldn't want her on camera anyway, especially that. I don't even like the word, but public.
Figure. Yeah. You get spotted and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's wise.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think a lot of people now do that. Like a lot of, not everyone, but a lot of big creators have opted to keep their girlfriends or partners or whoever away from their
online life. Yeah, like I don't show my mum, my dad.
No,
it's my brother. He's like public. He does like public stuff in football, so he's cool to be in my videos. But yeah, like family and stuff, I just don't think it's really needed.
Yeah, my mum would never go in any vids. She would hate it. She wouldn't dare.
But let's just say she wanted to. How would you feel about that?
I would wonder why. Like, what do you get out of this? So what do you get out of coming on vids? But I mean, she wanted to, she could come in on the vids. I mean, Meg comes in, the lady comes in all the time on you do quite. Yeah, untagged. Yeah, so we never share the names and stuff.
Yeah,
we'd share the names, right? But we never like your personal accounts. I mean, they find you. Yeah, I made a mistake once, right? Of reposting one of her science TikToks. It was like a really like kind of what I do in a day to day, right?
Yeah.
And you you know TikTok have that repost feature.
It
goes to your audience. It bangs, bro.
But proper sick.
Meg has like 1,000 followers or whatever, and they're all like science people, and it's just like a really wholesome account. And we reposted that video, and the comments were just flooded with people calling her. Not nothing bad, was it? It was just.
It's just like people know.
Yeah, it was just like a bit much for what you use TikTok for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. Maybe we shouldn't have reposted it. No.
I just feel like with social media, it's like we both know how it is. Like you get hate comments, and some of the people that watch you are super nice, but some of the people that watch you and follow you, they couldn't care less about your life. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, as the man, I kind of want to take that stress on myself and protect my missus from that.
Yeah, 100%. They're always chill. Hopefully, fingers crossed and touch wood, there never is anything abusive or mean, really nasty. But people on socials, bro, like I'm quite lucky. I don't get the only hate comment, or I wouldn't even call it a hate comment. The only negative comment I ever get is, bro's drip is so dead, or like,
yeah, this.
That and yes, that they call her my sister, but it's so
that's not
hate at all. Like it literally doesn't impact me. Yeah, it doesn't hurt me at all.
But like I said, I'm just you get one every once in a while. Like I'd say my audience is proper nice to you. Like they're very I'm kind of like open with them about a lot of the things I do. So and they like the fact that I'm open and consistent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the only reason our audience is strong is because we constantly post and we're like putting our faces out to them every day. Like,
yeah, it's good you mentioned about like being open to them, because that's definitely whenever I am transparent, I don't do too many like emotional videos, but whenever I talk to them about like my own personal like life stuff, that goes down super well.
Bro, like that's kind of what made me like, where it was like, I'm now invested in Culture Force, because when you made the video about your illness and I was like, bro, this is mad. Like this is behind like the fashion and the reviews, like there's actually a person that's good.
I think sometimes people forget, because it's short form content, they forget like that I'm not just constantly the guy who sits there for 20 seconds talking about shoes or clothes. Mm-hmm. There is like a different personality, different persona, a bit more of a normal persona, not so shouty, not so idiotic. And yeah, I think when you show that to your follower base or whatever you want to call them, subscribers, whatever it is.
They take that in, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really, really important, man. It's really important.
Agreed. Go on.
Is it true that you denied a Love Island?
Twice.
Yeah. So they came knocking twice and you said
they
no.
They DM'd me and then they got in touch with management and then yeah, just, there's no way. Like, bro, that's impossible for me, bro.
Wow. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Like, I'm Muslim, I got a missus already. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, nah.
Simple note.
Simple, there's no way.
That's good, man. I respect that. Yeah, I respect. I think a lot of people would have been turned straight away.
Really?
I think, oh yeah, bro, you get so, you come out of that, you come out of Love Island, if you make a good impression, like a million more followers and a lot more money. And
you know what it is, bro? Like, I see so many Love Islanders, like the majority of them fall off after. And it's because it's like, they go on for a bit, you know, they got this clout and whatnot, but it's like, they don't have a connection that we do with our audience. And it's just like, there's no way. I couldn't trade what I do now for flipping Love Island. There's no way.
So how did they get in touch? Just DM you?
They DM you and then they reach out to my management because obviously management emails in the bio.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, the other question I've got there, was it tough to turn down? But
no way, bro. That is crazy, bro.
Straight up.
My missus will shoot me in the head, bro, if I even fall back considering that. No way, bro. It was not tough at all.
Nah. Yeah. Damn. I mean I would never. I'm literally the complete opposite of what they would be looking for, I think.
I mean, I don't know why they opted for me anyway. Or I'm like, obviously they reach out to quite a few people before they, you know.
So would it have, yeah, and yeah, that's what I was going to say. Was it like a, do you want to come on or do you want to come on audition type thing?
I'm not sure, but my management was like, Love Island.
Wow.
Reach out to you. No, tell them no.
So what's it, when was that? What season would that have been for?
I'm not even sure, you know. I could probably find out though if I go on my DMs.
Yeah, see when it was.
Just check.
The lady behind the camera definitely wouldn't be too happy if I went on there, but yeah, I
that would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be terrible. I would be a wreck. Yeah, it would be bad. Yeah, it would be bad.
No, it would be funny to watch though.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you? Would you, actually?
Nah, I would never. Wait, if I even considered that, that showcases a complete flaw in any kind of relationship. So
yeah, facts. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I can't find the ITV Studios. Actually, let me try it one more.
Were you popping on TikTok at the time? Was that how they came across or was it?
I mean, yeah, I feel like it's like I've always had videos that have done well, do you know what I mean? But obviously, like, the more you grow, the more just known you are, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's like every, you know, like you've have now, like, the viral videos are a bit more consistent, but it's like I've always had videos that would do fairly well.
Yeah.
I guess so. Hold on, I found, no, this ain't it. Sorry guys, I can't find it.
No date exclusive, but.
No date exclusive.
Did you posted about the Love Island stuff? You said you made a video on that?
The 10th of February.
Last year?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just found it. 10th of February was when they emailed me.
Dope. So that would have been for the summer series?
Yeah, but they sent me another one too. I can't find the other one. So there was one before this one.
Damn, you're keen.
But I don't know why. I'm never doing it, guys.
They were keen. Right, well. Brother, I think that about wraps it up.
Thank you for having me, honestly.
Mate, it's been a pleasure, man. Make sure to check out Ish's socials. The cat, by the way, is amazing. So Fifi's fucking sick. So
should have bought him, innit?
Oh, bro, I don't know. I don't know how we would have gone down with the lights
on here.
He's mate. One day, I'll have to meet him. How old is he now?
He is, he was 6 weeks when I got him, and I got him about a month ago. So about like 2.5 months.
And okay, he's still quite small, right?
Yeah, he's growing rapidly though, but yeah, he's still a baby.
And how big is he going to get? Like normal cat size, like kind of.
Yeah. How big's your cat, Meg?
Oh, he's quite big.
Yeah, he's fluffy, isn't it?
Not like Maine Coon big, but he's quite big.
Yeah, he's big.
But I kind of want him to get big because I feel like the cuddles is so much nicer when they're big.
Yeah, you got to be gentle, innit, when you're like a little more gentle.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you very much for all the support on the podcast as usual. If you're on Spotify, go and leave it a like. If you're listening, if you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, whatever. Check out Ish's socials. Big love to him for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
We drop every Monday, 6 p.m. Thank you, bro. Sweet.